Just raise your hands, just raise your hands, raise your hands, raise your hands. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Holy Ghost, fill this place with angelic power, with Holy Spirit power, with your presence. I receive everything you have for me this night. Saturate this place with your presence, with your voice, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, let your presence fill this place. Let this atmosphere be saturated right now with the audible voice of God. Let this atmosphere be saturated with angelic power. Let this night not end without your people having a divine encounter with you, without your Holy Ghost falling upon your people. Let power fall upon your people tonight. Let your presence, let the weight of your glory rest upon your people tonight. Let every person under the sound of my voice right now experience and encounter your presence when they leave this place. Holy Ghost, we welcome your presence. Come and speak, come and move, come and do as you want. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give him a praise offering, church. Come on, praise him, praise him. I want you to carry on for a few seconds until the heavens are rent open in this place. Come on, just lift your voice, lift your spirit. Amen, amen. You guys can have your seats. Are you glad to be here? We have to limit to a degree because of time, because we want to do the countdown. Say with me, open heavens. I want you to catch this. I want you to catch this. We're going to go to, and I want to get the word of the Lord out to you. And what we might do is, when we do the countdown tonight to 12, after that, we obviously, what we do as a church, we celebrate. And then directly after that, we will take communion as a first thing that we do in 2018. Are you okay with that? And go with me to, put on the screen Ezekiel chapter 1, verse number 1, New King James. As I shared earlier, I've had angelic encounters, visitations. I've had times when I had visions with God. Every time I had an encounter, my ministry was elevated to a certain level, or the ministry was started in a certain level. Are you guys with me? I remember, it's like I said to you, so an angel came to me, spoke to me about the church. And then there was one instance, it was about a few months ago, and I was at home at night, on a Saturday night, praying. And as I was lying on bed, suddenly, the angel of the Lord began to come into my room and begin to speak to me. And that night, I remember that it was the next day or the next morning, the presence of God was very strong in the church. And the same thing happened last night. It was about 10:30. Where I was just sitting, busy preparing. And one thing I realized is that encounters with God doesn't come because we pray so much or fast so much. It comes because of responsibility. When God has something to say to his people, for example, 2017, New Year's Eve, going into 2018, we don't only have you here, we've also got live viewers. Are you guys with me? So because of that, God speaks. And because of that, it is, how can I say it? It is election by grace where God, it is nothing of me. It is not. Sometimes one encounter I had, I wasn't praying, I wasn't fasting, I wasn't reading the word. In fact, I was just about to walk to my computer, onto my bed to go, I don't know,
go and I think watch a movie. I was busy traveling. I was in Namibia. And as I touched my bed, as I came towards my bed, it was after I ministered, the presence of God fell in my room that I was knocked down on my floor for 2 hours. That was about 1 o'clock the morning. You don't fake something 1 o'clock the morning because you're tired. And right after that encounter, I remember I still told my team, and I was very sick, but right after that encounter, we saw a nationwide revival in Namibia, going from church to church, where we saw, I think, 12,000 salvations. We saw, we did 20 nights of revival, morning, afternoon, evening. We saw the lame walking in schools. The thing that I'm trying to say is when there's an open heaven encounter, it is activities of heaven that is beginning to take place. Listen, Ezekiel 1 verse 1, now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, on the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Shebar, that the heavens were opened. Say with me, the heavens are open. And I saw visions of God. Ezekiel said, listen, when I was at the river, at this place, and this place, the heavens were open. And the result of the heavens that were opening were visions of God. Are you guys with me? If you're at our church, you will know, and I explained to you the level of visions. There's a level of Mara, which if you read here in the Hebrew, visions here means Mara. It's the highest form of vision. Then you get Hazon, you get Rayon, you get different, there's at least 5 to 6 dimensions of visions that people can have. When we don't understand these things, we take it out of context. And that is when people begin to get into some funny things. Go with me to Matthew 3 verse 16. And I'm going to give you, I think it is like 6 keys from here on, things that I heard this from the Lord speaking to me that is going to take place. And He said to me, it's the year of open heavens. Not only the year of open heavens, like as that phrase, I will tell you just before 12 what I heard last night. So He said, the Bible says, when He had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to Him. Can everybody say with me, to Him? And He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon Him. When I read this verse, I always thought that the heavens opened over everybody there. But the Bible specifically says, even in the King James Version, it says the heavens were opened unto Him. There are people who has an open heaven over their lives, and there are people who has a closed heaven over their lives. And I pray that as we step into 2018, that you will be somebody that can carry an open heaven. Listen, I'm going to show you 8 things that happens when you have an open heaven. Are you guys with me? Then you're going to see why things have taken place, why sometimes people get jealous, why offenses happen. When a person carries an open heaven, listen, the first thing that happened is the heavens was opened unto Him, which means that God opens heavens over certain individuals' lives. I know we can get into a gospel where we say, but you know, the heavens are open over everybody and all those things. I understand, but there are too many times in Scripture where the Bible specifically says the heavens were opened. Even in the book of Revelation, the heavens were opened, where God would open the heavens. Again, when the heavens open, revival happens. The second thing, listen, to Him, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove alighting upon Him. Go for the next verse. And suddenly, say with me, suddenly, I preached on Christmas Day, we spoke about sudden interruptions that God is going to begin to take place. That Christmas was a sudden interruption of God coming, interrupting Mary's life. And when I said that, when I was preaching that, I heard this Lord saying to me, 2018 is going to be a year of sudden interruptions. Listen, my greatest encounters with God has been when I expected it the least. Mike, I have prayed, I have fasted, and we have seen stuff. But when I would expect it the least, when I would watch TV, and I would feel the pulling in my spirit and say, go to your room right now. Go there, do this, do that. And when I would walk in, there would be a sudden interruption with God. Are you guys with me? Listen. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Say with me, well pleased. God is saying, listen, as the heavens opened over Jesus' life, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. well-pleased. Open heavens causes the Father to be pleasing over your life. It is what we call the approval of heaven. Are you guys with me? Listen, we've had ministers ministering, and we have Pastor Dion Noki tonight. I want to honor him and his family and for visiting. And we've had ministers coming and visiting us. Listen, Pastor Mark came, when was it? About 2 months ago. And after the first morning service, I remember it was a Sunday morning, we went to the back, and the first words he said to me, he said, "Leon, I have never seen a church in 1 year where the heavens are open to this degree." He said, "You must be doing something right and feeding God's word to the people." When heavens are open, we say it in ministry, we say it as a sign of God's approval. The Bible says God approved of Jesus Christ by signs, wonders, and miracles. Are you guys with me? His approval was like when God is working in a ministry. And this year, as we go into 2018, I heard that one of the things that God is going to begin to bring vengeance, and God is beginning to stand up. Listen, I say it almost every service the last few weeks. When you're in this church, I don't want anybody speaking against any other men of God, ministers, or anything like that. Because we might just disapprove what heaven approved. Are you guys with me? And it breaks my heart. I get messages, inbox. I just got it again this week. "Explain what you said here." And a theologian, I'm like, "Whoa, I thought you would know better." That's what I just answered them. But anyway, I saw how the church comes against anti the anointing. Listen, he says, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." The second sign of an open heaven is when the Father is approved of you. When you experience an open heaven over your life, the approval and the pleasing of God is going to be upon you. Are you guys with me? Listen, let's go on. Let's read on. Next verse. And it says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." And we can go on. I'm not going to read through the whole thing. It goes, it says, by Matthew chapter number 4, verse 11. You don't have to put it on. It says, "After the devil tempted him," it says, "then the devil left him for a more opportune time." Listen, the third thing that happens, when you have an open heaven over your life, Satan is going to come in with temptation. But Jesus overcame him by the power of the word. Are you guys with me? When a person lives in an open heaven, they overcome every attack of the enemy. Go with me to Isaiah 64, verse 1 in the New King James. Isaiah 64, verse 1. Let me just see if it is there. Isaiah 64, verse 1. Quickly, guys. We don't have much time. Listen to this. "Oh, that you would rend the heavens." Say with me, "rend the heavens," which means to rip it open, to tear open the heavens. Isaiah is saying, "God, that you would open the heavens, that you would come down," which tells me when the heavens are opened, God comes down. When the heavens are closed, opposite. Are you guys with me? "That the mountains," say with me, "might shake at your presence." And another translation, it says that the mountains will melt like wax before the presence of the Lord. When you rend the heavens, that means any mountain, any circumstance, whether it is business, whether it is ministry, whether it is family, when you rent the heavens, when you open the heavens, the mountains will melt like wax in the presence of God. I don't know if you're receiving this. Listen. Go with me to Matthew 4, verse 23. "So if the open heavens," like you want to have it in your life, say "open heavens." Amen. Amen. So it says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of diseases and among the people." Next verse. "That his name," that his fame, "went throughout all Syria." Say with me, "his fame went out through all Syria and they brought to him all the sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon possessed, epileptic and paralytics, and he healed them. Other translation says he healed them all. Great multitudes follow him. Go for back one verse. And it says, then his fame went out throughout all Syria. In the book of Genesis, the Bible says about Abram, God says to Abram, I will make your name great. When the heavens are open over your life, you will draw attention. God will make your name big. Whether people approve, disapprove, whether they like it or not, if you have a business, he will cause fame to come upon. I'm speaking about the results of an open heaven. Are you guys with me? When I was standing in worship here, I was getting on my knees. All I felt was the anointing like electricity over my body. Listen to me. That is a sign of the approval of God. May he take everything from my life except his presence, except the manifest presence, the Holy Spirit. Come on, are you guys with me? There are many people who have lost the presence of God. Listen. Listen, have you seen? There are many people that have lost the presence. They don't even know it. They can no longer feel his presence in church. They can no longer raise their hands in worship. Some of them have taken offense. Some of them have been hurt. They have eliminated themselves from a place of experiencing God's presence. Make tonight the end of 2017 to say that I will let go of every unforgiveness, every offense. Listen to me. The fifth thing that happens when the heavens are open, this is where I want to get, is go with me to Matthew chapter number 11, verse number 1. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 1. Listen to this. Now it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, that he departed from there to teach and preach in the cities. Next verse. And when John had heard, say with me, heard, in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, next verse, and said to them, are you the coming one? Are you the one? Or must we look for another? Go through to the next verse. Okay, I won't go there. Listen, what is happening here is this. John was put into ministry. Jesus' ministry began to explode in signs, wonders, and miracles. Are you guys with me? Jesus had a demonstration. He had power upon his ministry. John had no power. His ministry was proclamation only, preaching only. Are you guys with me? John the Baptist, he was the Baptist because he was baptizing people unto repentance, but there was no demonstration. What happened was Jesus' ministry began to take off. Signs, wonders, and miracles began to take place. John was put into prison and John's ministry was shut down. But John took offense and he sent two of his disciples to Jesus to say, listen here, are you the one, or must we go look for another one? What are you talking, John? You were in the womb when Jesus was in the womb, and when Mary spoke to Elizabeth and you leaped in the womb, you were the one when you baptized people and you said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. You listen, what are you talking about? Am I the one? John took offense. When you have an open heaven over your life, when you have God's favor upon your life, religious people will take offense. Are you guys with me? John represented religion. Jesus represented a generation that walks in power, signs, wonders, and miracles. John represented the former. Jesus represented the latter. Are you guys with me? Which means that when the heavens are open over your life, when you're somebody that God approves of, his hand is upon you, you feel his anointing, you're moving in signs, wonders, and miracles, people will take offense. Are you guys with me? The Bible says offenses will be many in the days that we are in. People will take offense, especially religion. Religion will take offense. Listen. Go with me to Genesis chapter number 28. And I'm just throwing out keys for you. I'm not teaching tonight or preaching, really. I'm just throwing out keys. Genesis 28 verse, go with me from verse 15. Or verse 11. Let me see. Verse 11. I hope I have time to get this through. Listen, what I'm trying to get through to you now, especially about this last point, is actually a whole sermon, but I want you to catch on to this. And this is what I heard the Spirit of the Lord speaking to me last night. So he came to a certain place. This is Jacob. The point that I want to get to now is that this angelic activity that happens. But listen to this. So Jacob came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. Say with me, stones. I want you to remember this, and I'm going to try to get this through in like 8 minutes so that we can be right and ready for the countdown. But I wanted to drop the revelation to drop. Say with me, revelation. When we preach, I usually say, especially if I go to dead churches, I say that if people, usually you preach and you just see people just sitting. Some of them are just looking away. Their spirit has become dead. They are unable to receive revelation. There's no life of God. Very dangerous place to be. But when there's revelation, it's like something inside of you just moves. You feel like maybe I must sit on the edge of my chair in front. There's something that comes alive. If that is not there, let tonight, let revelation come and make your spirit alive. I'm not saying you must jump up and scream, but there must be a response. When Mary spoke to Elizabeth, when she was overshadowed with the most power of the Most High. Are you guys with me? The Bible says the power of the highest overshadowed her. When she spoke to Elizabeth, the Bible says that John the Baptist in her womb leaped, which speaks of your spirit, which means that when somebody, or when an atmosphere that is filled with power, that your spirit will leap on the inside of you. That is what revelation does. It brings life. Are you guys with me? So I want this thing to drop. I really want it to drop tonight. I want you to get it. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had said, okay, he put a stone to his head, so it be stone. And he laid down their place to sleep. So go to the next verse. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and at the top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. Say with me, ascending. It was not saying descending, which means that the angels were already there by Jacob. He just couldn't see it. The angels were ascending and descending. Are you with me? I go through to the next verse. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abram. And God begins to prophesy to him. But go with me to a certain verse here. I don't want to go through the whole thing. So the seventh key is angelic. Say with me, angelic activity. But go with me to verse 15. Behold, God is still speaking to him in this dream. I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I've spoken to you. When I read this, I heard this with the Lord saying to me, in the year when the heavens are open, every word that is spoken to you, prophetically, a promise that you've gotten from God, under an open heaven, God is saying, listen, I will not leave you until I have done as I've spoken to you. What has God said to you? What promise has been given? Whatever promise, whether it's 10 years ago, 15 years ago, he said, I will not leave you. My presence will not depart until I fulfill and accomplish that word. There are many people without faith here tonight, but there are few. Listen. God responds to faith, huh? Okay, listen. I want to get somewhere. It says, I will not leave you until I've done what I've spoken to you. The eighth key under an open heaven, the eighth point that is going to happen under open heaven is that God will fulfill his word in everything that he's spoken to you. But I want to go on. This is not what I wanted to close off with. I want to get to a point which is difficult to understand. Go through to the next verse. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not even know it. Next verse. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Say with me, the gate of heaven. Say it again. Say the gate of heaven. Say with me, stones. Say gates. I want you to understand one thing. In the Old Testament, the heavens were opened in many places. Are you guys with me? In the New Testament, the heavens are still opened, obviously, in certain places, but there's a certain point, a key that I heard. It was last night when I was praying, when I heard this. And listen, listen to this. Go with me to that I want you to get and understand. And it is about Revelation. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number, let's go to. And again, when I do these things like tonight, I don't prepare. I just go as the Holy Ghost leading me. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number, let's go from verse 4. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse 4. Listen to this. Coming to him, everybody say with me, a stone. When Jacob put his head on the stone, we know the stone represents Christ. Are you guys with me? Which means that when you rest on him, only when he rested on him, did a dream take place and the heavens opened, which means that heavens are opened, not by works, but when we rest in his presence. Coming to him as to a living stone, Christ was the living stone, rejected indeed by men. We know that, but by chosen by God and precious. But listen to this next verse. You also, say with me, me also, as living stones, say with me, living stones, and are being built up by a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. Listen, Jacob said in the Old Testament, he put his head on a stone. In the New Testament, we are the living stones. Are you guys with me? 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 16. You don't have to go there. Don't go there. The Bible says that, don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? How many of you know God dwells inside of you? Go with me to Psalm 24, verse 7. I'll close off with this. And I want you to get this. Say with me, Revelation. He says, Jacob put his head on the stone. And as his head touched the stone, the heavens opened and he saw angelic activity. In the New Testament, we are the living stones. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost, built by stones, who inhabits the Holy Ghost, the presence of God. Listen to this, Psalm 24, verse 7. Say with me, gates. Remember, Jacob said, this is none other than the house of God. This is none other than the house of God. This is the gateway to heaven. This is the gate to heaven. Are you guys with me? Listen to Psalm chapter number 24, verse number 7. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. Say these words with me. Say, I am a gate. Say, I am a stone. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. There's a dimension in the new covenant that we're in right now, where we don't pray for the heavens to open, but where we understand that wherever we go, we are an open heaven where you move. I know you're not getting it. Say with me these words. Say, I am an open heaven. That means that wherever you go, where the heavens are open, finances are being poured out. When the heavens are open, angelic activity is present. When the heavens are open, doors open for you. Are you guys with me? He says, oh, you gates, lift up your heads, oh, you gates. Say with me, say, I am an open heaven. Everybody stand to your feet, wherever you are, stand to your feet, stand to your feet. La brusca te calera. Listen, listen, listen. Let me just get you. Go with me, Genesis chapter number 28. Verse where I was just now. Go with me to verse. Go with me to verse 17. Verse 16. La brosca tekele de levandiende. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. The Bible says about Samson. Samson awoke from his sleep. While he was sleeping, the presence of the Lord departed from him, and he knew it not. Are you guys with me? There's a time where we can get where believers, the presence of God leaves them, and they don't even know it. It's a time when the presence of God can be in a place, can be in a church, and people can no longer sense it. Say with me, open heavens. Say it again, say open heavens. Raise your hands to the Lord. This year, I heard this with the Lord saying to me this. As we go into this year, say, I am living under an open heaven in Jesus' name. Count down 5, 4, 3. Come on, shout. Come on, come on. I want you to shout and praise Him.